Hi guys, welcome to the Finding Myself podcast with Ella, and I'm sorry if I've taken so long to publish this episode. Yeah, how are you guys doing? How are you guys feeling? How's everything going? I guess yesterday was Canada Day, so I guess happy Canada Day for people in Canada. Yeah. So today's episode would be on the difficulties of living alone in another country. Yay, I am so sorry. It's literally 4 a.m. and I'm recording this because I can't sleep. Anyways, let's get into it. So the first thing on my list would be friends. Coming here, I underestimated how much I would miss my friends back home and how much friendship meant, because back home I went to a very small school. I went to Alpha Beta is a very small school with like 16 in my class, and I literally grew up with my girls Denise, Callie, F4, like everybody, Lillian, Mayfia, like all my classmates, I grew up with them. So it's like it became hard for me to make friends outside that circle, and it's like now I had to go through the whole process of making friends, because with these people who I've been friends with for 5-6 years, I've had all my fights with them, I've had all my, like, we've gone through everything and we know how to communicate with each other. And to have to do that all over again with new people was crazy for me. And to be the one, the confident one, to say, oh, hi, my name is Ella. It's just crazy. But then I guess I had to do that to make friends. And luckily, I have some good people around me. They're not as many as the people I have in Ghana, but then they're good. Sometimes quality is better than quantity. Yeah. Yeah. So that's with friends. And the next point about friendship is about knowing yourself and knowing the people you want to surround yourself with. I'm the type of person that if you make a mistake consistently, I'll be careful about how I hang out with you, like how much I spend my time with you, how much attention I give you. And for certain people, unfortunately, I basically cut them off. It's not something I used to do, but then moving, living here, I had to do that because I have to be intentional about the people I have in my circle. If you do something sus to me, I'll basically like cut you off. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Don't do it. But then again, it can be good sometimes. The people around you will determine the type of energy you carry, the type of name you have for yourself. If you have good people around you to push and motivate you, you will be achieving things you need to achieve. If you have people around you who are just going to discourage you, maybe you're not going to achieve anything. If you have people who wouldn't benefit you in any way, you're not going to move forward. You're just going to stay where you are. So sometimes you just have to let go of those people who are not really bringing anything into your life and are just draining you. Yeah, so that's that with friendships. The next point has to do with living alone and having to fend for yourself. Honestly, I underestimated that's another thing I really underestimated, because at home I didn't pay rent. I never had to pay for my groceries. Even when I was going out, my mom would give me money to go out with my friends. I didn't have to care much about money, and money that was mine back home was my money. Wasn't money meant for anything else, but then it was just meant for me. I could save up to God knows how much and do whatever I wanted to do with it. But then now I'm at a point where now I have to make budgets. I have to sit down and plan my finances and make sure I don't overspend, or make sure like everything is fine. And like sometimes it can get very exhausting because you have to sacrifice one thing just to pay off another thing. And it's like, why do I have to do this? If I was living in my parents' house, I wouldn't have to care about sacrificing. I wouldn't have to care about what's not eating today because I need to think about how I eat tomorrow. Like, I wouldn't have to think about all of those things. And, like, sometimes, like, I feel like for me, because I've seen where my parents came from, it makes it hard for me to like go to them and like constantly pressure them with money. I know like my family, we're comfortable, we have the money, we're okay, but then it's like when you go through certain things in life with your family, you see your family grow from where they used to be, you appreciate everything they do for you, and it's like you just want to do better. You don't even want to put any type of pressure on them, even though it may not be pressure on them and they are okay with it. It just like there's this guilt that comes with it for me personally. I don't know why, because my parents have grown and I am so proud of them in every single way. They've taken risks. I'm so sorry, I don't know how to mention that word, but then I pronounced that word, sorry. Anyway, they've made so many decisions that have made them grow to who they are right now, and I'm so proud of them. So to just get up and go to them constantly about financial issues is like crazy for me. And aside that, I want to be my own woman, I want to be independent. Sometimes I feel like my dad, for instance, uses money to have some form of control over me, and I don't want that. I want to be my own person. I don't need him knowing what I spend on, who I spend on, where I spend my money. I don't need him questioning that. I genuinely don't need that. I need my own independence. So it's like all of this kind of like hits you when you're living alone, and it's like it just like, what do I do, what do I do? But then yeah, the next thing with living alone would be the fact that you have to motivate yourself. That's one thing. Motivate yourself in the sense that you're living alone. Who else is going to motivate you? Nobody. Like, you have to be there for yourself. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to do basically everything for yourself. I remember at my old job last year, I think I closed around like 10 p.m. and I was walking back home, and I swear to God, I was so sad. And all I wanted to hear was my mom say, oh, Ellie can do it. And I couldn't, like, I couldn't call her, like, because it's 10 p.m. I'm walking home by myself. I literally had to tell myself that, Ellie, you can do this. Like, this is the life you're building for yourself. You can do this by yourself. Like, you're strong, you're powerful, you can do this. And that's something, when you're living alone, you constantly have to tell yourself that you can do it. Because honestly, it's so easy to get depressed when you're alone. Those thoughts just set in, things you never thought about, so just start hitting you. I'm an overthinker, right? So like when I'm alone, that's when everything starts to make sense. Oh, so something that was like 5 years ago, I just start to realize that, okay, so maybe this person may be a fake friend because ABCD. Like, I start like, that's what happens when you're living with yourself and you're constantly with yourself. And it's crazy when you used to be in a space where you never had time with your own thoughts and you never had the space to think by yourself. Because I have a little brother at home. This boy was literally all over me. There's no way this boy would leave me alone to be by myself. He would come knocking on my door. Ella, you okay? Ella, have you eaten? Ella, this. Ella, that. Are you feeling well? Oh, Ella, this. Ella, is your stomach okay? Is your head okay? Like, every single second. So there's no time for me to, like, sit there and start analyzing life and how hard life is. But then now, I'm literally in my room and I'm finding it hard to sleep just because I'm thinking about certain things in my life, where I want to be in life, who I see myself being, like the type of woman I want to be. The next thing on my list is the fear of the unknown. I phrased it that way because it's like, then again, I'm an overthinker. I don't know whether that's the general thing for everyone, but then sometimes I just feel like certain things would go on back at home and my family would never tell me anything. They wouldn't reach out to me because they want me to be okay. They don't want to burden me. They feel like a burden. And I know, even when I used to be at home, there would be things my mom would hide from me just because she didn't want to burden me because I was in school. And it just hurts that I'm not there to help or be that shoulder for whoever is in the house to cry on. I can't contribute to that help. And sometimes it gives me sleepless nights because I think about it and I'm like, bro, what's going on? Is everyone okay? Like, is everyone healthy? And the only thing I could do is to call. And that even makes it sad. Like, the fact that I'm not there and I'm not able to, like, help them physically or, like, emotionally or mentally. It's like, gosh. Yeah. And it hurts, like, it really hurts. And okay, maybe I'm just overthinking. It's probably not that deep and they're probably fine, but then it's like that fear. And it's not even just with my family, it's with my best friends and my close friends. There are times that, like, my friends will call me about things going on with them and I'm like, bro, what do you want me to do? Like, I wish I could help, and like the most I could do is probably send money. And that's literally not enough. Like, I want to be there to be that shoulder for you to cry on, to be the first person to hear about it and help you. But then it's like, I can't do that. And it beats me up sometimes because I remember those one time, a friend of mine got drunk and she FaceTimed me. And she was stuck in a washroom and she was just like trying to get up, but she couldn't get up. And she was like, I was on the call with her and I was so scared because I didn't know what to do. And I didn't even know what to do. Like, I had to hang up. I didn't even hang up. I think I stayed on the call with her, but I started texting people who were around. And I was like, bro, I texted someone. I was like, bro, check up on this girl. Like, go to the restroom. Check up on her. See if she's okay. Like, is the door locked? Is it open? Like, is she okay? Can you hear her? Like, all those things. And luckily, I had a friend who was around, and he was able to take care of her in that state and make her sleep in his room. And that's an example of something, like, that fear of not being able to be there for the people I love and help them and be that shoulder to cry on. There are times that people FaceTime me calling, like, crying, sorry, and I just don't know. That's the thing. I wish I knew how to help. The most I could say is, oh, sorry, let's pray about it, or oh, sorry. Yeah. And what's worse is, like, I know if my family was to go through anything like that, they wouldn't let me know. I think there was a time my dad, he got, like, something happened to his arm. He had to go get an operation or, like, something like that. And this man literally didn't tell me till, like, two months, like, afterwards. And it was like something casual. It was like, oh, by the way, like, I got an operation. Like as if it was a casual. So I'm like, bro, what the hell? What do you mean by I had an operation? It was like, oh, my arm has been hurting me for 6 months now. And but I was like, oh my god, why didn't you tell me this? My brother graduated, like, a week ago, and I didn't even know about it till my friend Kelvin sent a snap of my brother, like, walking up the stage. And I'm like, my family didn't tell me this. Nobody told me this. And I texted my dad and he's like, oh yeah, he's graduating today. And I feel like that's the thing. And people tend to, like, undermine all these emotions you tend to feel when you're living alone and you're so far away from your family and you have that tight bond with them. And everyone would just be walking around with a smile on their face as if everything is okay, but then nothing is okay. Like, it's so easy to ignore these things and not care. But then it's like, I'm the type of person that I really care for people I love. And when I love really hard. So it's like, it's something that even if I forget about it today, next month, it's going to hit me that, bro, check up on these people. What's happening to them? Are they okay? Are they not okay? And honestly, the advice I would give is, if you ever leave your country, don't forget about your family. Don't forget about your friends. Don't forget about the people who were there for you before you left. Stick to them and always be there for them. Even if it's just a phone call, whatever. Just be there. My best friends and I do this thing where we FaceTime. The three of us FaceTime once every month. And we just gist each other about everything that's going on. These girls know, like, they know all the names of the people who have made me upset. Like, they know, like, you like, right now you're listening. You don't know that my best friends know you and probably don't like you. And it's crazy. Like, they know everybody. And no one really knows them. So, it's good. So, all I'll say is, like, with that fear, to reduce stress, I'd say talk to them as often as you can. Yeah, and my next point would be like the fact that you have to make big decisions by yourself. Big decisions in the sense that career decisions, decisions that will make you grow. Every type of decision is now on your shoulder. Where you're going to live, where you're going, like every single thing, like that's a decision, is now on you. You have to consider all the factors. Like, I'm at a point in my life where I can't just expect my dad to come to me and say, okay, so I did this, I planned this, I did da 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 for you, so just be there. Because, like, that's what my dad used to do. My dad basically planned everything for me, like my life, me moving, everything. Like, we just, like, it's something that I didn't have any hand in. Like, everything was just done, and now you have me having to plan my own flights, plan my rent. Like, I have to, like, make an entire budget of everything and send it to my dad and go like, oh, this is how much you have to pay for my school fees, this is how much you have to pay for rent, this is this, and like make a whole list of things that, like, all of that, like, I have to put everything down for him. And career wise life wise let's not even go there, because I suppose it's good. I don't even know where I'm going. I am very confused. Well, I know where I'm going. I'm not so confused, but then it's like the fact that I don't know if I'm on the right path on getting to where I'm getting. And I feel like it's a normal fear. It's a fear that's very normal in people when you get to a certain point in your life and you just start to question whether you're doing the right thing, or whether this would bring you money, this would make you feel happy, whether this is the right job you want to go into. So I don't know. I made this decision to how do I even put this? I made the decision to intern with this publication place in the US, but I had to quit it. And that's a big decision that up to now I don't even know if it was a good one or a bad one. They wanted me to write about hip-hop music and, like, clothes and stuff. And I'm not so into streetwear. I'm not so much into hip-hop music. They would give me something to write. I think the last thing they wanted me to write on was, like, this article on someone's album. I don't know. Lil Baby. I don't even know these people. Like, anytime they would ask me to write something, I'll text my friend Kevin, because Kevin listens to Lil Baby, I guess, and these people. And I'm like, bro, what should I write? And he's like, oh, this, that, like all of that. And I'm like, I can't keep depending on my friend's information to write articles. I want to write on things I love, on things that I find interesting. I don't want to be restricted. And even if I was to write on music, I don't want to write on music I have literally no idea on, because I don't listen to hip-hop. Yeah. So I made that big decision to stop. And that's the thing. I don't even know if it's a good decision or it's a bad one, or I should have just stayed with them. And it's like, when you're alone, you start to like question yourself whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. I don't even know. Like, you just question everything and every decision you make. Even months afterwards, you just keep questioning it. Like, even when you make the decision to cut a person out of your life, you start to question, like, should I have done that? Was that too harsh? Should I have kept him or her? Like, you just have to make big decisions. And yeah, I feel like that's all I have to say for this episode, and I hope you guys liked it. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. I love you so much. Have a wonderful day, night, afternoon, whatever time it is. I was about to say like, comment, subscribe, but then I guess you could subscribe. Yeah, love you guys. Bye.